desire. Oh, I just want it so bad.
Oh,
you know,
baby.
And it just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it before it all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. It won't be too long.
Now the tide is coming in, I see the waves flowing. Out there on the ocean, I know my ship is coming in. Just past the horizon, and right where the sky ends.
Out there on the ocean, know my ship is coming in. So don't leave me hanging. Been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas.
I will even go.
It's like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. It's just a long for you to come around.
To the live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. This is Tammy. Rodney is not with us tonight. He's taking care of his family. For those of you who may not know, hopefully everyone knows by now, they are expecting here soon and just they've been really busy. And so Rodney decided to kind of take some time off tonight in preparation of their, I'll call it, they say baby Jordan. So Rodney will not, as far as I know, he will not be with us tonight as of right now. So moving right along. I'm going to be doing this by myself, so you guys will have to be patient with me tonight. I do have the chat room open for those of you who are listening by way of chat. Remember that you can post your questions or comments right there, and I will be back and forth. I'll try to remember to go back a little bit more frequently. Rodney is much better at that part of the show than I am. I'll get so into it that I just kind of I forget it. So I will do better tonight, though. So if you are with us through chat, remember, post your questions, comments there. Be patient with me, but I will get them out. You can also call in using the number 818-691-7406. If you're listening and you want to, if you're in the chat room and you want to share something, you can also call in and share it as well. For those of you who are listening by phone, if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to get in tonight, and hopefully you guys will do that, you select the number one. I will identify the call by providing the area code and the last four digits of the number that you're calling from, so that's the number that I can see in queue. Please be prepared to share your thoughts or ask your questions as quickly as possible. We try not to rush people through it, because I've never been one for that. I listen to radio shows and allow the people to be expressive. I know some people can get a little lengthy in it, and we typically, for the most part, we will let people ride, because you never know. You just never know what people are going through, and sometimes just sharing or allowing people to share is a form of caring. So it's also a form of patience for me, because, you know, sometimes I do think, oh, gosh, please, you know, get it out. But sometimes I don't get it out so quickly and thoroughly as I should and would like to. So that being said, if you do have comments, questions, select the number one. We'll pull you in. You can share your name if you like. If you don't want to, you certainly do not have to. Facebook, I do have my Facebook open, and you can send messages to me only for tonight using my Facebook message. And again, if you don't want your name out there or anyone to know that this question or comment is coming from you, please, please let me know that, because I have a slip of the tongue occasionally. So do let me know that. I also want to remind people of our trash can baby. You guys, we're in this, we as a people, we're in trouble. I've had an interesting, I'll say week, but last few days, very interesting, to the point where, I mean, it took me in kind of in deep thought about something. So, and it made me just see not just how we are struggling as a people, human beings, not race attached to it, including myself. Like, for me, when I notice something in someone else, it's as if that mirror turns. It's a two-sided mirror for me now. And it was not always like that. I was a very judgmental person. And I just had this way in my head that was the way. And I don't think I was aware of it at that time, but this transformation thing, this growing, this change, being open to change, changes you if you are committed to going through it. So I just had something come up this week and weekend that kind of just made me think about us and where we are and how did we get here, and start comparing, like, it doesn't really matter. And I'm going to get more into this in the night's discussion, but I want to say this really quickly. It does not matter where we come from or who we come from, and I'm going to share more about that later. But let's get back to our trash can baby. We ask that you move your trash can, preferably one that you visit frequently. Move it to a different location. It can be in the same room, of course. just move it, maybe from one side of the room to another. And from there, monitor how often and perhaps how long it takes you to get it. Like, I've moved this trash can, so now I need to go to a different location. Even though it's in your house, it's in that room. If you're like everybody that I know that has you know, talked to me about this exercise, they went to the old location where they moved it from. And so we ask that you do that and allow yourself to think about, purposely think about your life. Where are you stuck? Where did you get stuck? Why are you stuck? What are you doing out of routine? What are you on autopilot? What are you living through a way of autopilot? Meaning that you're just doing it because you've gotten used to it. You're on cruise control. 55 is your speed limit. 65 maybe. 90 maybe. Because we all have different ones. So do that. We do ask that you do that. If you have people in your home that live with you, children, this can be a neat little exercise, uniting kind of thing, a way to come together and have a discussion. You know, make a chart, list the names, list the days of the week, and have each person, you know, mark their time, mark how many times that they go to the old location. And then at the end of the week or however many days you decide to monitor it, sit down and have a discussion. You know that I moved it. Why do you think you returned there? And is there anything in life that you are just doing because you are used to it? You think it's this way. You think it's going to be this way forever. It was meant to be this way. I don't want to change it because I don't want to put the work in. I don't want to think about it. Whatever the case may be, whatever works for you and or the people that you hopefully get to do this with you. So, and share your stories with us. We've heard some amazing stories about the trash can baby. So I don't have any announcements right now. We are working on a couple of things that will happen the first part of next year, and we'll probably announce those things just before we finish up for the year, because I think we probably will take the month of December off. For now, I say that. So stay connected with us. Don't leave us the month of December. Check to be sure. But I think we will. And so we will announce, I will announce some things that I'm working on for this area probably the latter part of November. So just stay connected with us. Tonight's topic, it came about from last week's discussion, actually. And during that show, for some reason, it just made me think more about how we hold on to stuff, how we hold on to feelings and emotions that are connected to people and things that happen to us that are far gone. Like we make a choice either way. We make a choice to stay connected to that feeling, to that emotion, to that pain, or we don't. And I know some people may say it's easy to say that. No, it's not, you guys, because it's easy to say it, sure, but you can do it. Like, the main thing in this is thinking that, number one, thinking that we should not go through anything. Our life is perfect every day in every way. People are not going to disappoint us. Some of the best people, some of the people that you feel the closest to will disappoint you. There's just no way around it. Brandon is my son. Carried him for 9 months. Raised him. We don't think alike in everything. I mean, we are sometimes like night and day, but then there's sometimes we are so connected in the little small things. And so I think for me, one of my biggest challenges was letting him go to be who he is, who he was created to be, and letting go of wanting to control someone else's life. And so tonight's topic is caged by childhood emotions and baggage. And let me say this. Being caged by childhood emotions and baggage, and this is probably going to not set well with some people, has nothing to do with who you were raised by or where you were raised. And hear what I'm saying. Being caged by them. And what I mean by that, if you have allowed yourself to be imprisoned by where you come from, your culture, what the world has sold you, these stereotypes and things like that. If you're caged by them, it's your choice. You're making a choice to stay there. A choice. It reminds me of something I said last week, and I don't really remember where I saw this in reading something, but it spoke about how we will, you can hear the funniest joke in the world, like one that makes you laugh until your stomach hurts, you're crying beyond reason and laughing. You can hear it, and you may do that the first time. Well, you hear it again in the same setting. You hear it again, and you may laugh again. Maybe it's almost as hard as you did the first time. But imagine hearing it over and over and over again. What do you think your emotions would be after hearing it a few times in the same setting? Or perhaps a few times maybe in the same week? And what this particular writing stated was that we rarely will laugh at a great joke second, third time, fourth time. But we continue to cry, pout, and be encaged by things that are in the past, that we have no control over. So think about that. Think about that. So I wanted to start this show off tonight making sure that this is not about parents. This is not about even your environment, your culture. It's not about that because, again, if you are an adult and even a child, I say this, but I'm going to put more emphasis on an adult because we should not think like children anymore as an adult. So as an adult, you are allowing yourself to be caged by your childhood emotions and baggage. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't have them. There's no way to not have them. I know people and I see people that come from seemingly, and from my perspective, from my view, perfect families. From my view. But if you look at the lives of, if you really stay around long enough and you look deeply, you see the emotions, the unhealthy emotions, the baggage. You see all kinds of things. And people just tend to become normal. And so that's why I started the show out, you know, we are not free from any pain of any sort. Life happens, and it's going to continue to happen. And so we have to prepare ourselves mentally for it. And one way of preparing is letting go. Letting go. I hear that term, a phrase, often. And this week, I was thinking, we talk about, we say it a lot, we throw it out there, let it go. You know, I have this saying, it is what it is, let it do what it do, but don't let it do you. And that means people and things as well. I say that, but that doesn't mean that I don't get in a rut and have to remember that, because life happens. And we all have different, we've come from we have different parents, we have different upbringings, we have different views of life, we've seen differently, we've perceived it differently, and we have allowed it to, I should say allow, it has affected us differently. And so life, upbringing, yes, does it play a part in who you see and how you see yourself and perhaps who you become? It does. But what do we then say to someone who comes from the unthinkable, unimaginable things, but they persevere? They find a way to do life and do it authentically. What do we then say? Or how do we excuse our inability to do the same? There's no excuse, none whatsoever. So I'm going to read tonight's episode info, and then we'll get going. And for those of you who are just coming in, Rodney is not going to be on with us tonight. He is taking some time off to take care of a few things, so be patient with me, but please do feel free to jump in with your questions, with your comments, and I will get to them as quickly as possible. So, Caged by Childhood Emotions and Baggage is tonight's topic, and the description or the episode info reads as follows: Identifying and Letting Go of Childhood Baggage. Baggage is false and often irrational. Baggage is feelings and beliefs that distort the way we think as adults. Holding on to childhood baggage and distorted thinking and perceptions will damage your adulthood and your adult relationships. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I don't know what's going on with this, you guys, but I'm going to reconnect here using my Bluetooth, so bear with me just a minute here.
Okay. Okay, so I am back on. Just make sure.
Okay, we're going to try this again, and if it disconnects again, you guys, just bear with me, and we'll pick back up here. Not sure what's going on here, but this has happened a few times with Blog Talk, so I'm going to have to reach out to them, so I do apologize. It's technology. I'm going to put myself on speaker here, so I don't know where I left off. This has frazzled me, but I'm going to keep moving. Basically, I read the info, so I wanted to start out with, let me get my information out here. I want to, I hope I brought it with me, and I did not. Okay, so I'll pick up on that, but I want to go back to just making sure that we know, we're not saying here, because parents, sometimes I feel like we go back too far and we allow people to, I guess, kind of blame childhood, where they come from, who they came from, what they did have, what they didn't have, where they went to school, their teachers, all of this. Like, we all, if we sat down and had a discussion, we all could have something to bring to the table.
of why we are here, why we're not here, why we didn't do this. But at the end of the day, it comes a point where it's all on you. That, to me, is the first part of healthy transformation. Having the ability to take responsibility for your life, for where you are, for who you are, for what you're doing right now, how you feel right now. And that's what it's about. So I want to, I did get my information here. I want to read something here to you. And this is, hopefully all of you have heard of Billy Graham, but this is a story about a small boy, and this was, Billy Graham tells this story, of a small boy caught playing with an extremely valuable vase. The little guy had put his hand into the vase but couldn't take it out. His father tried his best to help the boy, but all his efforts were in vain. They were thinking gloomily of breaking the beautiful vase when the father sighed and said, "Now, son, try one more time. Open your hand and hold your fingers out straight as you see me doing, and then pull." So I want to read that part again. They were thinking gloomily of breaking the beautiful vase when the father sighed and said, "Now, son, try one more time. Open your hand and hold your fingers out straight as you see me doing, and then pull." To his dad's astonishment, the little fellow said, "Oh, no, father, I couldn't put my fingers out like that. If I did, I'd drop my penny." And so all this time, the moral of the story is, all this time they're trying to pull the vase, thinking the young person knows enough to not make a fist because, of course, that's going to affect his hand being pulled out of the vase. But the reason that he was not letting go or having an open hand for it to come through, because he was thinking about the penny in his hand. I don't want to lose this penny. And so I equated that, and I read this in this book, The Power of Letting Go, by Pam Redelet, I think her name is. And I was thinking about how we do this in life. We walk around holding on to things, and we get stuck, and our freedom is just one episode of letting go away. There lies freedom. Because we're going to always be going through something. We're always going to be challenged by something. It's what we do in those times. And, of course, as I said, do we all have childhood baggage? Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's life. And we have to stop also looking at others, comparing your life versus my life. What did you have? Because I guarantee you, some of the people that you think are the happiest people in the world are dealing with some things. They're struggling with some things. And so we get this idea that we're isolated in what we go through. That is just us, why me kind of thing. We get stuck. And that is one of the biggest mistakes that we make. So as we go through this tonight's show, and I'm going to be on probably about 30 more minutes, take an honest look. Think about what triggers you, what frustrates you, what angers you, what leaves you feeling empty or has left you feeling empty in your life. What drives you to the point where you just cannot seem to function? And then you have to ask yourself why. And one reason I think we have difficulty letting go is because we don't confront the things in our lives that challenge us, that breaks us, that has gotten us to this point that we have issues. We say let go, but how do you let go what you do not first deal with in a way that you can understand now and let it go? So we have to be willing to confront the things that has gotten us here. We have a tendency, we have a mind that travels to the future and to the past. And that's fertile ground for depression, for worry, for anxiety. That's fertile ground for things like that. So we got to find a way to stay in the moment and deal with the issues before us, because even being encaged to your past, bondage, childhood, that in itself is exactly what I just said. It's a mind that travels back to the past. Now, does that mean that we are here and we will never, we will, I'm saying that we should never think about? Absolutely not. Because even with thinking, sometimes that seems to be out of our control. And that's just my talking. But the reason I say this is because think about the last time a thought came in your mind, perhaps where you've had to say, where did that come from? Why did I think that? Why did I think about that person? Or just you feel like it came from nowhere. So it becomes a matter of, just like with the things that happen, even with our thoughts, what do you do with that thought? Some of us, most of us, make irrational decisions based on a thought or feeling some kind of way on this particular day or doing this particular conversation. We don't have enough control, or we've not gotten out the cage far enough to make healthy decisions, decisions that are based upon where who we are as an adult, what we want to do, where we want to be. We make it based on that feeling that's attached to an emotion that we pulled out the bag, out of our luggage, out of the bag. And so we genuinely have to look for, and I think we long for these, but we have to look for the rock solid answers in the midst of it all, in the midst of the conflict, in the midst of the sometimes harsh realities of life. Because again, expecting life to be perfect and that you're to have this perfect life is the battle. I mean, the battle, you're already defeated to think that. And so ask yourself this as well. What are you finding difficult to let go at this time? And that's a very personal question, and it may cause you, or you may have the need to go deep, because it could be some of the smallest things. I mean, it could be, and then it could be small things that started out small but have led to huge things. You know, I can remember, and since we're talking about caged by childhood emotions, I can remember how difficult it was for me to see Brandon go off to college. And if I had to answer the question at that time in my life, probably up until a year after he left, what am I finding difficult to let go of? It would have been seeing him go off to college or leaving him. So letting go of a child, my child at the time, my son at the time. And then it came again when he got married. Like, wow, another phase. But then I, as a parent, had to say, wait a minute. You've did your job. He is not your property. He is not yours to hold on to. This is a different phase of life. This is life happening. And you did all this to see them, to let go and let them grow. And I think we have a problem with doing that as adults, because we never really found a way, and I want to say this carefully because, again, I don't want this to be about blaming. I'll say this. We have a way of repeating history. Like what we see, we pretty much do. And as young people, as young souls, our minds are like sponges. Like we soak up what we see. We soak up what we hear. Young people are the most, I'll say coachable, and I don't think that's a good word for it. But we kind of snatch the life out of young people as adults. I really believe that we, not intentionally, but I think we snatch their authenticity, we snatch their purpose, we snatch their passion. I think they come here so innocent and so full of God's love, full of their purpose. They come here just an empty vessel, so to speak, and then life begins to happen. And life happens by or through their culture, their environment, and the culture and the environment of those who are raising them. And so imagine this cycle just going on and on and on. I remember reading about domestication, how we domesticate kids. We start at a very early age by taking away their ability to make sound decisions and then suffer the consequences. And it could be something simple as what do you want to eat, or making a child eat, or this is a good one. We tend to, and even now, I've heard this story lately, like we are so caught up in being perfect for other people that we will chastise the wrong child. Like even within children, I will see people, adults, you are in a setting where there are a number of kids and there's one or two there that's being disrespectful. They're not being fair with the other kids, maybe hitting, they're fighting. And you will see the adult and their parents, especially if their parents are there, and their parents are acting as if they're oblivious to it and that, hey, this is just who this child is. We often, I've seen this, we will go to the children who are doing the right thing, and they're trying to share, and they're looking at this kid like, what is wrong with you? We will pass that child by, trying to get the message either to the parents or to the child that something is out of order here. But what? Think about how confusing that is to a child who's doing what they think is the right thing to do, and it is the right thing to do. But that's how disconnected from reality and from truth that people have become, we as a people have become. And so imagine if you're to the degree in a social setting that you're doing this in your own life, and that's what we do. We don't deal with the truth in our own life. So let's say maybe you did have a bad, you were given some bad cards. You dealt some bad cards. Maybe you grew up and I'm going to say this, in the hood. I don't think there's anything wrong with being growing up in the hood, as people call it, defined hood, you know. But let's say you think that you got a bad start because you didn't live on the other side of the track, or your parents weren't educated and had these six-figure jobs and you were able to get a car at 16 and your parents were there every night, you sat down for dinner. You have this perception of what a perfect life is. So I want to mess up your vision here, because then what do you say about the people who had that, but they still have childhood emotions and baggage that they're holding on to? So it becomes a, it really becomes a question of how are you handling the emotions and the baggage from your childhood? Understand them. Get to a place where you confront them so that you can deal with them and let go of them. And so when that trigger comes up later in life, when something is triggered by, when a feeling, I guess I should say, arise from something that happened, then you know the emotion attached to that feeling and where that emotion came from. And you can better confront that thought or that feeling and move on with your life. It's called emotional healing, so that you can be emotionally free. We've allowed society to assist in us losing sight of who we are and understanding who we are and living a purposeful life that is full of passion. And I think very few people, I think many, many people, all of us want that. But we don't take the time to figure out how to get that. And as I said, you have to, you must be willing to confront the core of you, your core values, your thinking, your culture, your reality, your perception of life and people and things. The stereotype, you must confront what you know you are deficient in, because many of us are operating off of deficiencies. We're living a life, and that deficiencies could be different. They are different for everyone, but I think we do have a lot, many common deficiencies. Like I think women, if we sit down and talk enough without judgment and without the feelings attached, that we would realize that we have like deficiencies. And we would better understand how to deal with them. But we must be willing to open new doors. You must be willing to take every thought captive, every thought, and explore every part of your present. Stop allowing your mind, for it to be more natural for your mind to travel to the past and the future, which makes us miss this very, very present day in life, where we are now. Because there's without that, there's nowhere to go, not even back to the past or to the future without that. And so another thing I think, a couple of things I guess I should say, depending on age, I think the absence of men, fathers, in the lives of boys and girls, and I can take this a bit further, but just for the sake of the show tonight, I won't do that, because we have also where there have been fathers in the home. So it becomes a matter of what is a healthy relationship, a healthy family, a healthy relationship between a father and daughter, a father and son, a husband and wife, because we have people that came from the big house with the white picket fence, with the, you know, the two cars. The child gets a car at age 15, 16. They never miss a meal. They go out. They go on vacations. Live in the same house all of their life, have grandparents, and they still struggle, still have struggles. And that's what I mean by starting out. It gets to a point, it becomes more about you and your perception and your reality of life. Because a person that came from all that I just described, that perfect family life, could look at life, the life of someone else who stays maybe a few blocks over in a better neighborhood, you know, the house is maybe a couple square footage more. They may have three cars, and this kid may have gotten a car at 15. And now they are looking at that and comparing their life. And then somebody's looking at their life and comparing their life. So we never get to a point where we say, hey, this is my deck of cards. This is what I have to play with. And this is how I'm going to do it. And the first part of that is accepting. This is my deck. This is my hand. That's trusting God that you dealt me the hand that you wanted me to have. And so I have to now trust you and live that life authentically and take my eyes off of everybody else. Even the children, even your husband and your wife, we have to let them be. That's what a healthy relationship, that's another thing I think we're missing, relationships, healthy relationships. There are people who are in relationships, but they are so far from being healthy because a relationship should benefit you. It should help you grow. It should help you see yourself, the good, the bad, the ugly. The indifferent, it should be a mirror for you, healthy relationships. They should challenge you. And I'm not talking about just a man and a woman, husband and wife. I mean siblings, cousins, whatever, friends. Your relationships should, move you. I want to say complete. But that's not the word I'm looking for. I would say fuel you, like they should energize you to the point where you feel as though you're coming to your place, end of you. Like you are living, you have found your place in this world enough to know that, not that your life ends, but you are there. You get it. You are authentically living a faithful, trusting life. You have compassion. You have love. You're back to the true essence of life, how God put us here, how we were sent here before all of the, the lies, before we got our minds got twisted, before we learned the language of life and allowed it to distort us. That's what our relationships should help us do. And if they're not doing that, then we should not be in those relationships. And that may sound a bit harsh, but I think that we've become a people who we're complacent and we just we're trying too hard to be what we're not. And who we're not. We're trying. So I'm going to take a quick break, you guys, and I'm going to play you some music as I do this. So stay connected with us, and I'm going to take about a minute, get you some music going here. As I said, Rodney's not on with us tonight, and I just want to make sure that all is well with the connection, and I'll be back on. So give me just about a minute. And I'm going to play you some music here, and I will be back on in just a second.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. So just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. It took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses.
All right, you guys, I'm back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We've not did that in a while, but the break was needed. So we'll get right back into this topic of discussion for tonight, caged by childhood emotions and baggage. And if we'd all be honest, we all have some things that we will not let go of. And we are making a decision to do that. Please know that everything we accept to be true, or that we accept as part of us, that we own, that it plants a seed within us. And seeds grow. And if we've accepted it, that's fertile ground. And if a seed is planted in fertile ground, it is going to grow. It is going to manifest in other areas of your life. And that's where the disconnect, the breakdown, the narcissism, the ego, the inability to love and to be loved, the fear, you know, always being on edge or looking for someone to appease you. It's about you. Like, everything is about you. And that's not a healthy relationship with yourself. And so then that's a good point, like getting to a point. We talked about healthy relationships. It starts with yourself. You have to first have a healthy, honest relationship with yourself. If you don't have that, it is difficult even then to allow God in your life and accept His love, to be open to the growth He has for us from the beginning. So what's your parasite? Like, what's your childhood parasite? And why is it? Why was it your parasite? And why have you allowed it to be for so long? Like, we have so much faith in this negative world. We will believe a lie before we believe the truth. We will accommodate a negative person or mean person before we will accommodate someone. And this goes back to the child story of, you know, chastising a child who's doing the right thing rather than getting on the child that is not doing what he or she should be doing. We just become darkness. We live in this dark, fearful, egotistic world, selfish, self-centered world. And a lot of that is because I think that we have this mindset that we missed out on something, that we were dealt this extremely bad hand and that we cannot play it. It's not that we cannot, we choose not. We choose not. Why? Because if you tell me your story, it could be the worst story ever. I promise you, if I dig long enough, I'll find someone that tops your story, that succeeded, that they found a way to live a life of purpose, a life of freedom from their own hell, a life of passion. So it's about getting back to that place before we, like I said, the world, we understood the world's language. Imagine if we never knew anything about, you know, we have people who say ugly, she's ugly and she's cute, he's ugly, he's cute. But someone else, the very person that you call ugly, someone else will come around and they are the apple of their eye. So what if we did not know the words ugly, cute, fat, skinny? imagine people that deal with being obese. So imagine if we didn't know what that meant when we looked at people and we didn't think of those words. Short, tall, we have people that have complex about being short, shorter than someone else. Imagine that. Imagine living that life where you have, and this happens a lot, and I hate to say it, but I find a lot of men that go through this, rather than just thinking, well, you just find somebody shorter than you. Maybe that's what you were meant to have. And so, you know, think about before even guilt, before we knew what guilt felt like, or being ashamed. And we can do a lot with being ashamed. You know, we have kids who are ashamed of where they may live, or something that just sounds crazy. I can remember the kids, and I thank God. I don't know. I just have to thank God, because when I think back, I just don't know how I had this thing in me, because my granddad, and I've shared this, you guys, with my granddad would drive me to school in his garbage truck, and that never bothered me. Like, kids would say something, they would pick on me, you come to school in the garbage truck. And I was like, so do, you know, at least my granddaddy can drive me in the garbage truck. What your granddaddy can drive you in? That would be my comeback. It wouldn't get to me. Like, it didn't make me feel like I was inadequate in any way. I was thankful that I got to have my granddad drive me to school. Like, I was thankful. I took pride in jumping out of that green truck, the garbage cans hanging on the side, stinky. I didn't care that those kids had something to say about that. I didn't care. And I have truly always been that way. I don't care much about what people think about me. I don't. Never was the one who wanted, I remember, they would say, here come Tammy Gator with those buddies on, because I never wanted name brand shoes. If I'm going to wear name brand shoes, put my name on it. I don't want to walk around with somebody's name on my shoes and getting a kick out of that, like that being, that bringing me some type of fulfillment. That's when it becomes distorted to me. And so it had become distorted because people would identify me. They would put me in a category based on this. And we have a lot of that today, a lot of that. And so we have a lot of that in adulthood. So imagine, and that's why we see kids who are, I see, and I hate this, but you got 12, 13-year-old girls who are allowed to get their hair dyed, piercings, tattoos. You know, you got 12, 13-year-old girls who got 6 earrings going up one ear. Why? Why? And what are we teaching them? Like, before they're able to find a platform for just who they are, the essence of who they are, and get an understanding of that, we teach them to attach themselves to these worldly things and these stereotypes that are sometimes, most times, not enough. Because just as soon as they get one, they want another thing to satisfy them, to make them feel worthy. And so being caged by childhood emotions and baggage, just like anything else that we talk about on Butterfly Evolution, it's about you. If you are caged by anything, it's your own doing. It doesn't become, it's not a matter of why or feeling the pain. It's how. How do I get beyond this? And what's your why? What's your why to get beyond it? Not like, why did this happen to me? Why can't I be encaged by this anymore? Why do I have to break free? And if you're not enough for that, then maybe your children are enough. Maybe you want to become, and that's what it's about, becoming healthy, emotional, healthy, free people so that we can be better husbands, better wives, better daughters, better sons, better sisters, better friends. Stop lying to yourself about the things you do and who you are, the things you think and how they make you feel. Stop lying to yourself. Because I'm telling you, there's not a soul that can tell me, I just don't believe it, I don't believe it, I don't believe it. There's no way that someone is walking around and they never experience a negative emotion or feel down or go through something or feel some kind of way. Because there is nothing more, and I've talked to people who are in the same boat, nothing more that I, let me see, I want to say this perfectly. Like I want, I'm going to be very personal here, I thrive, I desire change, consistent, and I've come a long way. Like there's so many things about me, I can even see it, and I was sharing with you guys that this week has been kind of crazy. And then this weekend, I mean, I just was in conversation that just kind of, I'm like, wow, really? And it made me feel some kind of way, and I wanted to react to it. And I thought, why? Why get myself caught up in that hell and that drama? But this is about you. And so I was able to calm myself down to a point where it benefits the life that I want and the person that I'm becoming every day. And that's another thing. You have to accept that this thing doesn't happen overnight. You just don't let go of your childhood emotions and baggage overnight. This is something you have to confront and deal with. And then be adult enough to say, you know what, I didn't get that life. But why are you comparing it? Why does it have to be baggage? Maybe it was just your suitcase with your name on it. It was your deck of cards. Play them. Instead of woeing in them, woe is me. I didn't get the ace. I didn't get the joker. What did you get? Because everything is not for everybody. School is not for everybody. You know, we teach these kids, and that makes some kids feel inadequate. Instead of finding their purpose, we need mechanics. We need people to fix air conditioning. We need barbers. We need stylists. And some kids, we need teachers. I've even heard where people don't want their kids to go to school to be teachers because it doesn't pay enough. Well, what if that is what makes them the happiest person in the world? What if that's their purpose? And because you're thinking as a parent about money rather than freedom and happiness and joy for your child. We are caught up. And that's why we cannot see beyond the emotions that are in the luggage. That's why we will cry over the same thing over and over and over and over again. But we will not laugh over and over and over again for the funniest joke that we've ever heard. So it becomes a matter of perspective. of your reality, your perception, your commitment and ability to move forward, to move beyond what you've allowed the world to tell you, and for you to believe that you are, that you will be, and that you were born to be. If you are caged, it's all on you. It's all on you. Do you let go? Or do you confront daily and move forward? That's what it's about. So I am going to check our chat room once more. If you guys have questions or any comments, this is the time to get them in. We said I was going to only be on an hour tonight. Rodney is not on with us. This is the time as I wind down tonight's discussion. This is the time to get your questions and comments in. I do want to end with, and I'm going to go ahead and start my preparation for ending, but if I see that someone wants to come in and get a question or comment in, I will definitely stick around. But I wanted to end with, let's see here, with this. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also sent eternity in the hearts of men. God has made everything beautiful in its time, even the empty spaces, even the holes in your life, even the feeling of despair, unworthiness, rejection, all of the empty spaces in your life. And so if we would but let go and allow God's time to fulfill us or to fill those empty spaces, those holes that, yeah, life has thrown upon us, but that's life happening. What will you do with those things? Will you hold on to them? Will you allow your mind to travel the past and the future and miss God's timing for your life right now? Because no matter what hand you've been dealt, they've been dealt or allowed to be dealt by the master. And if you can't accept them, embrace them, and release them, he will not force you to. And then it comes to the bigger picture. He's not allowed to store in you what he has for you. It starts with you. Your relationship with God starts with you. The relationship that you have with yourself, how you see yourself, who you see yourself as, your perception, your reality, your lies. And we will tend to believe a lie about who we are before we see the beauty in us. We will focus on the negative things far quicker than we do all of the positive things that God has stored within us. So I say to you tonight, there's a time for everything. Your time is now. Don't wait till January 1st. Your time is now. Don't wait till the next comes along for my women. Don't wait on the next perfect guy. Your time is now. Because he won't be perfect for long if you are encaged. So your time is now, is the message I leave you all with tonight. And so I'm going to check chat room once more. We're good there. There's nothing Facebook. We will be on next Monday. Hopefully Rodney will be back on with us. If not, I will carry on. If you have any show topics that you'd like for us to talk about here on the show, send them to me. Anything that's going on in your life, and we can share you out there. We can bring you on with us if you want. So if it's something you're going through, you can't get over, you want to talk about how you got over it or you went through it, because you guys, we're all going through it. We're all going through it. I cannot express enough that in spite of my desire and my journey for transforming my life, for changing the way I think and the way I allow it to stay on me, in spite of that, there are days that I struggle. I like to think that this has helped me so much, coming on every night since 2000, well, every week, I should say, coming on weekly, has helped me move forward in some areas in my life that I don't think I recognized that I had an issue in. Like, that's how deep it can capture us. Like, it can make us think that we're okay in this area, and we're not. And I could think of topics that, even this one, like I could think of topics that sometimes you heard my tears here on the show, but there are times I've talked where either before the show as I'm reading and studying or after where I just saw because it touched a spot. And, you know, and so even this, you know, and it doesn't have to be anything bad. As I come to this close, you know, it makes me think about my grandmother again. That was probably one of the toughest times in my life. Like, I often go back to that day, and I relive it. And the older I get, the more I do it, which is kind of crazy to me. But it's a cleansing process. It's necessary. Because a great part of me, for a long time, stayed right there in that room where I last saw her for a very long time. And so breaking free is not easy, but it's necessary. It's necessary. God is too good to us for us to remain in bondage. And if we call ourselves God's people, and we remain in bondage, then how are we serving God's mission? How? And that is to set the captive free and heal the brokenhearted. And they're everywhere. So how dare we remain captive? How dare we remain brokenhearted day in and day out? How dare we? So your time is now, and there's a time for everything. So thank you guys for listening tonight. It has been a great show. Be back on next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Central Time. And again, if you have anything that you'd like to share with us, please do so. Until then, you guys be blessed, and remember, your time is now. In a
But he winds up knocking me.